U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Eric Jones is our guest joining us. He's the founder of Sidestep. Eric, what's your company do, brother?
So Sidestep is a live event platform that lets fans order concert merchandise before, during, and after the show for VIP pickup and delivery.
And I know you're a humble guy, so I'll plug some of the big names. You guys have Adele, Fall Out Boy, Beyonce, and some other really big names. So congratulations on that.
I appreciate it.
So we're here doing Whiteboard to Boardroom. You know what a segment's all about, bro. This is where we figure out a problem and a concept. We take it from the whiteboard and we execute it all the way down really quickly. For those people out there that are maybe having an idea for a concept of a business or a problem, a solution they want to create, but they just don't know how to move forward. So we're going to really quickly map out some things for them here of how us, being professionals who've already done this multiple times, how to actually do it. So what's our problem we're solving?
So the problem is education and having a specialized means to understand certain things you didn't really have time to do growing up or in college. For example, if you want to learn how to write screenplays or learn how to code, if you work a 9-to-5 corporate job, you haven't cut the cord yet, it's going to be very difficult to commit financially and time to learning how to be a web developer.
And even though there's probably, if you look at the average person's life, the average person watches 6 hours of TV a day. Ridiculous, but that's a factual stat that was recently updated. And so most people do have the ability. Mm-hmm. But again, I think that that is an obvious problem most people have. So how are we going to solve that?
Well, I think the problem might be also TV is one thing. But really, it's I think...
There's a few problems, but we'll narrow it down to our one here. We got people watching too much TV. They're going to college for an education that's probably going to be obsolete in a few years.
Right.
55% of college graduates end up getting a job that doesn't even require their degree. Mm-hmm. And they're stuck working their 9-to-5 job, so they don't have enough time to go out and get the education for some of the things you already mentioned.
Right.
Who are the people struggling with this stuff? What's the age group? Who's our target demographic?
Yeah, I think post-college, of course, because you're now in the workforce, you're starting your professional career, and there might be something that you want to do, you want to learn and get better at. So I'd say do post-college.
Okay, post-college. And again, typically if we were going to really map out a target audience, we would want to get as clear as possible on the pain points, fears, struggles, frustrations, age, where they live, exactly who they are. Even draw a little stick figure here and call him Steve and figure out exactly what is going on in this guy's life. Because the more we know about our target audience, the better we can have a product to consumer match or a message to market match for our marketing. But we're going through pretty quick here because this is whiteboard to boardroom, so we're flying through this stuff. So post-college, 18 to 35, that's pretty much the millennial age group. And so why do you think we're going to pick them?
I think we're going to pick them because they're now, they have their degree or maybe they don't have their degree. They're now in the workforce working 9-to-5 or working some sort of job. And there's also a lot of time available after work where they could have that time instead of maybe going out with friends every single night. You could spend that learning something very, very specialized that you can just provide yourself with more hard skills.
In 18 to 35, they probably don't have a family yet, meaning they're not probably married. And if they are, they probably don't have kids because once that happens, it starts to slow things down a little bit. So I've heard, but 18 to 35, I think, is a perfect demographic. And I think that at the end of the day, what most people want is to live a happy, healthy, wealthy life in their own terms, what that means to them. And for most people, and speaking all over the world to hundreds of thousands of people, I've noticed that most people that fall in that age group are not living the life that they know they're capable of, and they're not having the financial security and the time freedom that they really desire to have. And so if we can help them educate themselves, then they can increase their value-adding ability with new skills and education, which we're going to provide here. And then that'll help inevitably allow them to make more money and secure their financial freedom. So what are we going to do? Are we going to deliver this from a website? Is this going to be an app?
I think it's going to be an app because people have their phones next to their nightstand and be nice to wake up. And
we both have our phones on us right now. Everyone has a phone on them. Okay, so an app's the easiest way because in all reality, right, the majority of this type of stuff, people are going to be on their phones. So we can send them push notifications and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think ideally if you're waking up in the morning and you see a push saying today's lesson for web development, it's this.
Yeah.
It should take you 30 to 40 minutes. Kind of like how Medium tells you how long the article is. I like that a lot because people are very precious with their time. And if I know I have a 30-minute lesson, I know to plan my day so I can allocate time to do the lesson.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to do an app. What is the name of this thing going to be? This is the tough part. Normally, we would not advise that somebody comes up for the name, which is like such a precious thing. That's like, you don't just come up with a name for your child, like right off the bat, unless maybe you're just naming them after yourself. But right here, the name of this company is something that we'd really want to take time on. We'd probably run, you know, a lot of different traffic and paid ads and split tests to our target audience to find out what name really resonates with them. Which name are they going to click through more? Which name's most congruent? Is the name congruent to the, you know, company, the vision, the purpose, the values, all of those things come into play here. But again, we're just trying to dive in real quick. Whiteboard to Boardroom is our segment right now. Eric Jones is joining us. He's the founder of Sidestep. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. To go over this again real quick, the problem is most people struggle in their 9-to-5 job. Tell us again, what is it?
So the problem of this company, which I have a name actually picked out, it's going to be...
I love it. You already came up with a name while we're sitting
here. It's a way to, you know, time is very precious. And if you have a skill that you want to learn, whether it be web development or screenwriting or cooking, there should be an easier way and a less time consuming and financially intense way to learn that skill.
It costs $10,000 and who knows how many hours. Mm-hmm. And the average person, A, is not probably going to invest that type of money. They're going to rationalize themselves out of doing it, meaning they're going to tell themselves rational lies about why they shouldn't move forward with that type of a financial investment. And then the other one is the time constraint. Most people are not going to allocate the amount of time needed. So what we're doing is we're really breaking it down into tiny little bite-sized chunks that'll ultimately move them closer to whatever it is that they want to do. Again, web development, app development, coding. What were some of the other things you said?
Screenwriting.
It can literally be anything.
And I think, you know, the core problem, which, you know, I thought about, it's there's so many barriers to learning today. It seemed to, I mean, of course, there are ways you can digest information. You can read books. You can read articles. You can listen to podcasts. But having the ability to have lessons on demand, whatever you want to learn, it sends you the information. It basically builds the class for you at no cost. That's a really good thing, I think.
So you said that you already had the name for this.
Yeah, I did.
Bust it out for us, brother, because I'm curious. You were like, I got the name. What is it?
Yeah, it's noted.
Noted. Right. How are you going to spell this?
And noted. And
just the way we think it would be.
I justify the name noted because when you're in college or when you're learning something, you're really passionate about something, you take a lot of notes.
Okay.
So let's just say noted is the app where all of your notes and all the information is in one place.
If you were going to bootstrap and maybe you're a little bit less experienced, maybe you're a little bit good at storytelling, is you could always do a low-end Indiegogo Kickstarter campaign and only ask for maybe 10, 15, or 20 grand. Because if you ask for 100 grand and only get 80, then you don't get to keep the money on Kickstarter at least. So some people may not know that, which is why it's better to ask for less, and you can always way surpass your goal. Right. Ask for 10,000, get 100,000, you still get to keep it.
Right.
So angels and crowdfunding are awesome options. Mm-hmm. So how much money do you think we're going to need? Let's just pick a number for the sake of the whiteboard here.
Yeah.
How much are we going
to
get?
I think to get a solid beta version of the app, maybe 50,000.
Okay. 50,000 bucks. And I think allocating that will be easy. It's obvious. We'll go to iOS. We'll get some app developers. Really quickly, though, how are we going to get this thing out in the marketplace? We said we're going to start with friends and family and coworkers and different things like that. But as we come to a wrap, let's talk about some last little minute sales and marketing things that we can do. How are we going to start to get user acquisitions for the app?
I think, you know, with Noted, the ability to access an influencer's network, where if you have 50,000 followers on Twitter, maybe 10% of them decide to try out something that you promote, or maybe 1%. You just made a couple hundred followers, just like
that. Okay, so we're kind of going to kind of model the Udemy model, which is one of the platforms out there where it has like millions of users, and people like Gary Vaynerchuk and myself create content and put it on there, and they're drawing all the users. So I love that strategy. We've got a quick little recap here for us. Go to the top. Tell us, what was the problem, and walk us through.
All right, so the problem is there are too many barriers to education and to learning. Okay. People have, they commit 4 years to college, they commit a lot of time to that 9-to-5 job, and if they have the ability to learn hard skills and learn something that they're really passionate about in a very low financially burdened way, and also just the ability to understand information.
Because the average person lives paycheck to paycheck. So they may have a passion and a desire. They may already be taking out loans to go and get an education in school that's probably going to be outdated in a few years. They probably don't really realize that. And so later in life, when they do want to maybe get, right, they've been out of college, 18 to 35 here, they're either in college, out of college, and they maybe need some of those supplementary educations that's affordable on a small monthly basis. That's kind of where we can provide. And again, following the Udemy model, we can give them some free courses, some discounts, and then a small monthly fee. So there's a lot of different ways to break it down. Target market, post-college, 18 to 35 millennials, solution and delivery. We're going to do an app. It's called Noted. We are considering for funding $50K from either angels or crowdfunding. Sales and marketing, we got a lot of different ways we can leverage social media to get it, use influencers. Eric Jones, founder of Sidestep. I wish we had more time to go into our fake product Noted, but we're done, brother. Whiteboard to boardroom.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on,
brother.
Thank you. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $10 off at Staples.
Up to 10 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
The tax deadline is almost here. Hurry into Staples for up to $10 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen. In-store only. Ends 4/15/17.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Stars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. My guest today is Lisa Song Sutton. You're a serial entrepreneur, and I know you're up to a lot of cool things. You're juggling four different companies at the same time. So take us through. What is each one?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here.
So Sin City Cupcakes, alcohol-infused cupcakes. Elite Homes US, which is luxury real estate. Liquid and Lace, swimwear. And BrandBridge, which is a marketing app.
Which one are you most excited about? I know it sounds tough. It's like picking between four of your children. But if you had to pick one business right now that you can go all in full-time on, which one would it be?
Oh, gosh. They're all so amazing. I would say right in the moment, Elite Homes, simply because the real estate market in Las Vegas is on fire. Luxury market is back. Condos are flying. It's an amazing time to be in real estate right now.
Okay. What would be second? Alcohol cupcakes.
I mean, it's Vegas. It's Vegas. Yeah. And we just love being part of people's special events or occasions. So think about any time you've gone to Vegas, right? It's a birthday party. It's a bachelor party. It's some special reason, even if it's a spur of the moment trip. That's the reason. And so we love being part of that.
Can you get drunk off the cupcakes? Or you have to have way too many cupcakes?
Well, we have a joke, and it's a bad joke. You'll get diabetes before you get wasted.
Okay.
It's like cake filling and frosting all together.
Yeah. And I'm sure the alcohol is so minor.
Well, the way we get the alcohol in, we actually don't pour it into the batter and then bake the cake and then hand it to you.
Okay. So is it in the frosting?
We put it in a proprietary filling that's injected into the cake after it's baked. So that's how we're able to make it taste just like your favorite cocktail or even do custom creation. So if you have a special wine or a special cocktail that we don't have, we can turn that into a cupcake.
Wow. So it's a proprietary process that you guys have, which allows you to differentiate yourself, obviously.
Exactly right.
So how do you get into the four different businesses, though? Like, tell us, which one was the first one? And just kind of quickly take us through the evolution of it. Like, this was my first one, and then, you know, logically, of course, and I have another one, and another one, and another one. What did that look like?
Well, so the first one was Sin City Cupcakes. We started that in 2012, and that was with my very good friend Danielle, my co-founder with that. She and I met in the modeling industry, actually, like 10 years ago in Florida. I think we were like extras on Burn Notice or something.
Yeah.
And we became great friends. And then fast forward, I moved to Las Vegas, started working at a law firm, and she called me end of 2011, and she was like, I've been making these alcohol cupcakes. People like them. I don't know. Yeah. How do you feel about this? And I was like, this is an amazing idea. It needs to come to Vegas. So she moved to Las Vegas. We started the company, and we've had such tremendous success. It's been so exciting.
What was the key to the success in the beginning? Because I think cupcakes have very small margins, but you guys were able to crush it. Obviously, I think the alcohol part and the proprietary process you have helped you guys stand out. But what was the key to your guys' success right out the gate?
With Sin City Cupcakes, we got really lucky. So 4 months into operation, we got profiled by Fox News Business International, and that segment went viral. It was Mexico, UK, Canada, Australia.
Because you were like the only people with alcohol cupcakes that went viral?
Well, they were just like, who are these girls? Like, what is going on? You know, we're like in the bakery, and we're super excited because it's our first television appearance.
Yeah.
And that enthusiasm just translated and broke through the camera barrier. And so people felt like they were there with us. But embedded in that is a great lesson, because the reason why we got the opportunity in the first place was because we got an inbound email from the reporter, and at first we thought it was spam, but then we scrolled all the way down to the bottom and his
signature
email ended at foxnews.com, and so we were like, maybe it is legit. And so we called him right back. And it was within 10 minutes of him sending the inbound that we called him. And he said, I'm here to do a segment on, like, alcohol on the strip and, like, unique items. I have outbounds to, like, 10 different businesses. And you guys were the first ones to call me back.
Wow.
So stay on top of your inbounds, you know, or someone needs to stay on top of your inbounds for your business and respond to the legitimate ones, of course.
I love that. Lisa Song Sutton is my guest right now. She's a serial entrepreneur. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Again, Lisa Song Sutton is joining me right now. So we're talking about how your cupcake business, your first one in 2012, blew up because you got an inbound email from Fox and they ended up helping you guys go viral. So you've got the cupcake business. What was the evolution of that to your second business of four in just a short handful of years?
Yes. Well, I think it's really important to realize that, one, you don't have to do it alone. So I have a partner with Sin City Cupcakes. I have a partner in every single other company or even endeavor that I'm involved in.
So you learn that partnerships are the key to success.
Exactly right. You don't have to do it alone. So in every single one, sought out a strong operational partner who's an expert in that field, and then realize that you can utilize the same resources that you have for your first business and translate those into your second one. So for us with the cupcakes, we have a really great box packager manufacturer. And with Liquid and Lace, with the swimwear, we were looking for special packaging to make our swimwear unique and stand out. And so I contacted our box manufacturer with the cupcakes and asked them for a contact in that industry. And of course they had one because that's their world, that's their industry.
Yeah.
So utilize your resources. And even if they're not the exact manufacturer or distributor that you need, they're going to know somebody who they can refer you to.
Okay, so cross-pollinate the different assets, resources, connections, things like that from one business to another.
Exactly.
And figuring out how you can establish great partnerships. Those have been the key takeaways I've gotten so far.
Definitely.
So that's two businesses, though. What was the third one and then the fourth one?
Well, Elite Homes US, and that just came about because I had really strong relationships with my clients that I had worked with in the past from the legal world. So again, you know, stay in touch with everybody.
You're like,
I know
some rich people. I can get my license.
Stay in touch with everybody. And what I was finding when I was still working at the law firm is that we would be asked for real estate help, and we were just referring that out. And I finally realized, you know what, we can make more than just a referral cut on this if I bring on someone who does do this full time. So my partner.
So that's you.
No. Oh, okay. So my partner with the real estate is Devin Chase. He is from the real estate industry. He's a third generation realtor, 10 years in the business, and he is luxury real estate. He's the embodiment of it. It's perfect. So we teamed up and I said, I have these amazing clients who need help with their real estate needs. How do we do this? How can we work together and build out a team and turn it into a great company?
Yeah. And then the fourth one, you just have way too many businesses.
Well, with BrandBridge, so I met my partner with that. His name's Colin Hanks. He's in Texas. We met because we met through a mutual mentor. So again, it's very relationship driven. You know, it's the people that are in your life that say, hey, I heard of an opportunity. It might be great for you. And so we linked up through that. And he was already in the process of building out this marketing app. And he's a serial entrepreneur as well, based out of Texas. And he was like, it speaks to exactly what we need. So it's take small and medium sized businesses and pairs them up with local and regional social media influencers. So, you know, he's got a chain of nutrition and supplement items. And he was like, we're always looking to team up with local influencers. And he was like, I never have like a good database for that. Yeah. And so that's how that came about. And we started.
Wow. So you're like the embodiment of the old saying, your net worth is your network. You've just figured out how to capitalize on relationships and network like crazy. So what has been one of the best lessons that you have that you could share with us when it comes to finding and creating and maintaining, more importantly, amazing relationships and partnerships in business or in your personal life?
I think it's important to treat it like a relationship. So I think you have a lot of people who are like, how do I find a mentor? Or, you know, maybe you've had people come up to you, hey, will you be my mentor? And it's such an awkward question. And it's just the same idea. Like, you wouldn't go up to someone and say, hey, will you be my friend? You just start talking to that person, communicating with them, relating to them, hanging out with them, and then it turns into a relationship. And then, of course, you guys end up talking about everything in your life, including business. Yeah. So with mentors especially, or someone that you would want to reach out to, and hopefully that becomes your mentor, if you're looking to them for business advice, my best tip for that would be to keep them in mind as you go about your day in the business realm. So let's say there's an article you come across and it reminds you of that person. Shoot it to them in an email. Say, hey, I read this and I thought of you. What are your thoughts on this? Build that relationship, build the communication, and then it'll turn into a mentorship or more.
I'm excited when we come back because I actually get to pick your brain
on the business and company side of things. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys.
Part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as the body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to tell you, I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month's supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you a 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to SullyBeats.com. That's SullyBeats.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. My guest today is Lisa Song Sutton. You're a serial entrepreneur, and you are up to some amazing things. Tell us, what are the different four companies that you have?
Yes, so we are in the cupcake industry, swimwear industry, real estate industry, and marketing app.
Okay, what's the hardest part about juggling four different businesses? I have to know.
Well, you know, I think the hardest part is just making sure that all the companies are growing and excelling. Okay. Each of those need the focus. Each of those need the time that's put in to sit down and dedicate to it.
It's like four children.
And that's why you have to have a partner. That's why, you know, you can't do this alone. Just like it says, it, you know, it takes a village, right?
Yeah.
Same idea with businesses. You need a strong team. You need partners. You need operational staff that's there, hands and feet on the ground, so that you can have the more large-scale vision to keep the company moving forward.
So what would you say are three traits that every entrepreneur starting out must know before they get started?
Three traits. I think they need to make sure they have a strong sense of self. Figure out your why. Why are you going into business in the first place? Why are you creating something?
Don't just get in and be like, I'm trying to make money. I want to do this.
Yeah, it's not just, I want to be an entrepreneur. Like, an entrepreneur doesn't mean anything.
Find a purpose to serve that's greater than yourself, was what I say. Mm-hmm. Don't just make money, make a difference. And so figuring out how you can get into the business world to actually contribute and impact the world is so much more important than just getting in to make money.
Exactly. And just finding out, you know, kind of mapping out too, what do you want to do with the business? What's your end goal? Is it something you want to build and sell? Is it something you want to keep as a legacy and pass down to your kids?
There's really only like two different types of businesses, and you were touching on them right there. There's a lifestyle business, one that kind of allows your lifestyle to be funded through your business, in which case you can hand that down to family. Mm-hmm. And the other type of business is one that you build strategically from day one to sell. Mm-hmm. And so which ones are you doing right now for your business is what I want to ask you after, but you got to go through those three steps though.
Well, secondly, figure out who you want on your team. Even if it's just that one operational person or that one strong person, figure out who you want on your team and vet them well. Look at social media. Look at everything that they're doing already and what are they already putting out? Because as a business owner, you are the face of your brand, even if you are not the face person or not.
I love that. Number three, though, you got to give us that third one. I didn't forget.
Number three, really take time to consider how, just as you touched on, how you want it to impact your community. So is it a type of company that you think could have a global impact and you want to take it international, take it public perhaps, domestically? Yeah. Or is it something that you want really local, specific, specifically regionalized, really localized, and you want it to have that impact just there in your community that you live and work in?
Okay. So let's go to company culture, because I can only imagine that between four different companies, you either have a lot of similar company culture, or depending on how your partners are running the business, if you're not the one that's fully in charge of the operations and things like that, maybe you've got some different company culture. But you tell me, how does the company culture look like in your business, and what are some best practices that other people can learn to adopt?
It's actually the former that you had mentioned. Very similar in the sense that with all the companies, if you're talking cupcakes, penthouses, swimwear, app, whatever it is, if you scale up and take a bird's eye view, every single one of them is some sort of product that we're selling.
Yeah.
And so as a result, all the culture has to be very customer service oriented. The customer comes first. We're figuring out what the customer experience
is. In every business, hopefully, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think people who say that are, who say the latter of it, it's very, very difficult for them to scale and grow their business because they're just so focused on, you know, kind of more immediate needs. But you really have to look at what the customer wants.
Only the government would probably say that it's the opposite, right?
And they're running really well, right?
And they're running fantastic. So I'm curious to know, four different businesses, right? Which one is the most profitable? You've got swimwear. You've got cupcakes, you've got real estate. So which one is the most profitable? I mean, I would be shocked if it's the cupcake business over the real estate business, especially since you said it's thriving in Vegas. But tell me which one is.
Well, for gross sales, it's definitely the real estate. Okay. Just because this is a really hot time in the market right now. Yeah. I mean, we just closed
Capitalize on it while it's here, you know?
Exactly right. We just closed out a huge quarter this past quarter.
Congrats.
For us. Thank you. But as far as profitability on our margins, the swimwear actually is the most profitable. And that's simply because we're able to buy low and sell high.
Yeah. What about the cupcake business is the fun part? And what about the cupcake business is the hard part? I'm assuming alcohol cupcakes, the fun part is probably eating it.
The really, really fun part and the best part, that's what I love about Sin City Cupcakes, is that we are the party. We get a chance to be part of everyone's celebration. So when you're coming to Las Vegas, whether it's a birthday party, a bachelor party, a spur of the moment party, whatever it is, there's a reason you're coming, and we get to have our product be part of your special occasion.
I love that. So when you're growing a business, finding partners is absolutely key. Creating great company culture is key. But what do you think about raising money? I think nowadays it's a trend. I think a lot of people see Shark Tank and they see incubators and all of these different things, and Silicon Valley is even a TV show now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all these things, and it's just reinforcing the trend that being an entrepreneur and raising money, that's the cool, that's the hip thing to do. It's trendy. But when do you know it's the right time to raise money?
For me personally, we bootstrapped every single one of the companies.
Okay.
So it was never in my mind to go ahead and raise money because I didn't want to feel like I was giving away the company. Mm. When you're raising those funds, when you're taking in investors, they're taking equity in the company in exchange for that money. And so you're already valuing the company before you've even had a chance to really test the market, before you've had a year or two in sales. So for me, bootstrapping just was in my nature, and that's how I wanted to do things. I do think there are some great resources available for funding,
though. I love
it.
Bootstrapping's in my nature, and you're over here rocking the red bottoms all dressed.
Well, that's from my Miss Nevada days. But, you know, I think there are some really great opportunities for funding, and especially with, like, the Title III that just got passed, that's huge. And crowdfunding is such a big thing now, too. Yeah. With crowdfunding, that's what's nice. You don't have to give away equity in your company, and you are able to take in funds from people who want to help you.
I love that. So have you guys ever done any crowdfunding?
No, we have not. Like I said, we've bootstrapped all of our companies. We run operations. We ran operations really, really lean in the beginning, and we still are fiscally responsible now. But I think it's something to consider later if you want to scale. I think money can be used as fuel. And so even with the cupcakes, for example, we've had some inbounds, and we're considering only taking in funds so that we can scale quickly again to reach our target of selling.
Okay. What is the most difficult part that most entrepreneurs struggle with when they're getting started? You've started four different businesses and you've been a part of four right now. So I think you must know the most difficult thing that people typically encounter when they're first getting started on their entrepreneurship journey. What do you think it is?
What I've heard a lot from people is just a feeling of loneliness or feeling isolated. And what's nice is to, of course, like I said, one, realize you don't have to do it alone. Even if you are sole founder and sole CEO of your company, you don't have to do it alone. So have your network, have your people around you who get the vision of the company and are there, even just for moral support. Even if they're not there, you know, feet on the ground with you inside the company day to day, they're there for moral support. But also build out the community in relation to engaging with others. So whether that's volunteering in the community and spending time there or joining a professional organization, I'm personally part of the YEC, which is the Young Entrepreneurs Council. Yeah. And we have a private Facebook group that's only YEC members. And so you can type in there, you know, hey, I'm having a problem with an employee and, you know, A, B, and C happened. Has anyone encountered this before? And you will have people who jump on there and
so
comment.
So you have an association of people that can help you out.
Exactly right.
Okay. How has being resourceful served you in business? And how do you think other people can learn to become more resourceful when we live in an economy where we have more access to resources than we've ever had before?
Exactly right. Just taking that really holistic view, or even just scaling up and taking a bird's eye view of what are you doing, why are you doing it, and where do you want it to eventually go? If you can't answer those three questions about what you're doing right now, you better sit down and figure it out, because you're not going to be able to grow. You're going to constantly hit roadblocks and then have excuses for why it won't work.
Do you have a big why, a big purpose? Just
for
a
me,
simple yes or no, because then I'm gonna time another one. Yes,
yeah,
you do.
Of course.
Okay, so you both, you know, you and I both know that having a big why is like fueling up your gas tank. You're only gonna get your tank filled, and then after, for some people it might be a couple months, some people it might be a few years, some people it might be a few decades, but eventually you're gonna get to a place where if you're not focusing on your why and constantly checking in on it, you're not filling up your tank. You're gonna run out of gas eventually. So how does somebody make sure that they establish and understand and have a really clear why and purpose, and then make sure that they're constantly checking in with that?
I think when you establish your why and really dig down deep, if it's from a place of service, it's going to be replenished. Mm. So whether that's somebody who says, you know, I really want to build something important for my family, or I really want to make my parents proud, or I really want to find a way to give back to society or the community. If your why is built somewhere in a place of service, it's going to keep replenishing itself. So during my time as Miss Las Vegas and Miss Nevada, I did over 500 appearances in the Las Vegas and Nevada communities.
Yeah.
And so I was out reading at schools, I was volunteering at hospitals, I was out engaged in the community, and that filled me up every single time I had a chance to be out and be around people and be around the community.
It reminds me of the saying, the secret to living is giving.
Yes, yeah.
How important do you think it is as an entrepreneur to make sure that you stay hungry? I was interviewing Damon John recently from Shark Tank, and he said the number one key that separates super successful entrepreneurs from average entrepreneurs is how hungry they are. Mm-hmm. And so for you, how important is being hungry as an entrepreneur? You've got four different jobs, four different companies that you're working with, right?
It's so important. And I think with that motivation that you have internally, it's simply because you want more. You know that you're capable of achieving it, and I think that's important too, to have that self-confidence and that self-belief that you can be resourceful even if you don't know how to do it yet. You say yes, you figure it out later, right?
Yeah.
And that's a real thing, and I think if you have that confidence, it'll keep you going.
All right, so you've been on stages before, whether it was for your pageant or for speaking for different companies or for going into the community like you did. So this should be easy for you. I call it the stadium pitch, right? You walk out on stage, you've got a giant auditorium full of entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs, and they're all waiting for you to share your best advice ever with them in 30 seconds or less. So take the stage.
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. I don't claim to be the smartest person or the most capable person, but I do have a really strong team around me, and I have a work ethic. And I think when you have an opportunity to really show that and just get in there and have feet on the ground, you just figure it out, and you get an opportunity to show that.
I love that. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
To be a great leader these days, you do not need a new set of skills. You simply need to execute the traditional ones at a higher level. Here's a few tips to become a better leader at work. I'm Alex Worley with the Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, lead by example. Leaders need to show, not just tell. If you want your employees to be punctual, make sure you're there on time or even early. Number two, find a mentor. The best leaders out there know when they need help, and they know where to turn in order to get it. Nobody can know everything, so finding someone you trust for advice when things get tough can make all the difference. Number three, never stop improving. Great leaders are constantly learning and always trying to improve themselves. There's always something that you can work on or a new skill to master. Be sure to keep your mind open to new ideas and possibilities. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Invest in and control your own future. Get started right now by calling 800-914-5567. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Hire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-914-5567. 800-914-5567. 800-914-5567.
Be mindful of what you do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a shepherd rescued a wolf cub. He raised the cub as his own. And as the wolf grew, he even taught him how to steal sheep from neighboring flocks. Then one day, the wolf stole a sheep from his own shepherd's flock. And the shepherd reprimanded the wolf. But the wolf simply asked, "Wasn't it you who taught me how to steal?" If you teach evil, you will get evil, even if that's not what you mean to be doing. The next time you go to gossip about someone or tell a little white lie, be mindful that others are learning from your actions. Regardless of what you want others to get from you, what they are actually getting is what you are actually doing. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. For more on awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Now let's join Mark Lack at the CEO Roundtable.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. This is our CEO Roundtable segment, and joining me is two rockstar CEOs. Who are you, and what do you do?
Well, my name is Jason Sullivan. I run two companies. One is called Viral On Demand, and like the name sounds, basically we cause stories, initiatives, and brands to go viral on demand. And there's a certain sequence and design that we do that. And also run a business consulting company where we help accelerate the growth of companies and to where they help to help them to get to sustainable flight by design.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, Jason.
Right, thank you.
And yourself?
My name is Chris Wong. I'm the CEO of a company called LifeSight. You can find us at LifeSight.co. Right? And what our company is, we're a digital, way to think about it is we're a digital vault. So we maintain information for individuals and families for them to be better prepared in case life in case of life's emergency. So we maintain or will maintain and help manage and collaborate information such as passwords, health information, medical records, as well as even information pertaining to end-of-life issues.
Well, that sounds like an incredible platform. I'm excited to dive more into what your company's up to. Let's talk about entrepreneurship real quick, guys. When I got started, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. But now that I am one, my whole perception about what the word means is completely different. What do you guys think? What is your definition of entrepreneurship? How do you feel about the word?
Definition of entrepreneurship? You know, it's a scary, scary word. You know, everybody, it's not cut out for everybody. It's not for the faint at heart. Like we were talking about a little earlier, you're going to fail. So just expect that. But we need more entrepreneurs. We need more job creators. And we need you. I mean, 70% of the GDP is created by small businesses. So we really need to, you know, incentivize entrepreneurs to open up new businesses. That's one of the things that we try to do and to help them navigate those waters when because it is scary to get your company up and running. But, you know, it's a person that is a risk taker. That's what it means to me.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think we have a similar view. I would add courage. Right, so
there's a long list of things.
I mean, no kidding. Yeah, I mean, courage. I think there's also responsibility to build team leadership. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneur a lot of times implies a startup. So it's a startup, right? You're taking responsibility for families. You're taking people out of maybe established jobs, right? So there's all kinds of things that go into executing as an entrepreneur. Let's say.
And absolutely. How we were talking earlier before the cameras turned on. How many companies have you been involved in and successfully sold and exited?
So I'm a 30-year entrepreneur. So for me, this would be LifeSight represents my seventh company. Out of the six companies prior to that, three of the companies I started from a piece of paper, and the other three companies I was kind of brought in as quote unquote the professional management to take them to the next level. But I've sold all six of the companies and looking forward to the seventh.
So you're the guy that people want to be partnering with.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy it, right? Yeah. And that's why I'm looking at this company. I expect this company to probably be the most fun and probably the most recognized
biggest
company. Exactly.
When you say that they were started on paper, were any of those on like a bar napkin or something like that?
Well, that's how yours was started, we know.
No, yeah.
Absolutely.
The idea for the first company was I basically was snowed in with my family in Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. And being snowed in, you can't do anything but at least think about it. So I actually did sit there, wrote the business plan, and then that was back in the heydays when the internet was kind of getting started and money was easily available. So I came back, called the venture capital, my friend had a check for $5 million at the end of the week.
Oh, my goodness. No. I think that's the fastest path to raising money.
I don't think you can stop there. I think you need to back up just a moment because I had a $5 million check a week later. How is that possible? I mean, is it only people that are totally connected that's possible? Or
like you had to have had, that wasn't your first business.
It was my first business, right? But it was, so we can talk about this because as an entrepreneur, right, a lot of entrepreneurs start right away. I mean, they look at all their friends, they look at all their friends' success. And they just said, this is easy to do, right? All I need to do is just kind of quit my job.
Yeah, my friend did it. My family did it.
Yeah, I mean, it works. Mm-hmm. It works. But when I started, right, I didn't have the guts to do something like that. And so for me, I didn't really do my first company until I was probably like 10 years into my career.
I thought you were going to say 10 years old.
I mowed lawns and delivered papers.
Sure.
You know, I had the courage right after 10 years, but I did it after basically learning, right? I had a lot of mentors, learning about what not to do as well as what to do, then had the courage, and then there was so much money available at that time. I just said, well, if all these other people could do something, I could do it as well. So it's networking.
Sure.
Network, and, you know, just, I think I get asked a lot, well, how long did it take you? When I started that company, you guys asked the question, how long did it take me to conceive the idea? And I said, it took me 10 years. They said, well, you just started this company last month.
You were the overnight success.
No, it took me 10 years to accumulate the network to raise the money, right, in that
so
one
So you've been putting in the work and the reps to be prepared, which is a lot of times. I mean, that's like kind of like the old saying, right, luck or preparation and opportunity. What is the word? I'm tongue twister right now. Preparation and opportunity meet is luck. Absolutely. And so you had 10 years of preparation, and when you had the idea, you already had the network in place to help you.
And of course, I was being facetious when I said overnight success, because other people see that and they go, they have no idea how much ice is underneath the iceberg.
No, you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
And you had that 10 years there, and then all of a sudden they see you as success.
Because you say you wrote out a business plan on paper and
it did,
$5 million.
So. Yeah. Well, but Jason, I mean, looked at your bio, right? You had like odd jobs. You mowed lawns and things like that.
I was 8 years old. I started my first lawn mowing business.
So you mentioned that in your bio, right? Because that actually contributed to probably your personality and kind of your leadership skills.
Well, maybe I would hope so in some ways. And yes, but I mean, absolutely. 8 years old, but who's going to say no to an 8-year old that knocks on your door and says, hey, may I mow your lawn? So it was a little easier, I suppose, but I had to do the hard work, right?
Yeah.
So that did condition me for other things. And then also breaking down the ability to knock on the doors, which is important in any business, right?
Sure.
That we're involved with. We constantly have to be knocking on doors and meeting and talking to the right people. So, yeah, that had a lot to do with it.
Guys, as we wrap up our segment here, what is maybe one last little sentence or two of inspiration you can give to those aspiring entrepreneurs that are out there or to those first-time CEOs?
You know, I would say my favorite quote is hope is not a strategy. Mm. You know, so, again, you've got to have intelligence before you can have a strategy. So get about the business is talking to your current customers and your lost prospects and your wish list prospects, and talk to your employees and talk to your senior level executives and be open with them and have an open door policy and get that information that you need so they can tell you that, hey, we're leaving this on the table, or, you know, we're missing this opportunity or things like that.
And that's one of the common themes amongst all successful CEOs is they're very clear on what their purpose is. Guys, I wish we had more time. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Absolutely.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. This was a CEO Roundtable. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalk Radio,